जय निताई, जय गौर, जय श्री राधा। हमरा प्रतिदिन
We are daily hearing from Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupada's Shishi Brihad Bhagavatamritam. But today, because of the desire of devotees, we are going to hear about today's festival, Ahoy Ashtami. This Ahoy Ashtami is one separate Titi. Titi means specific day in a lunar calendar, Vedic calendar. And some are saying that this is appearance of the Kund, means of Radha Kund, Shyama Kund. But it is not so. Some pandits, they are saying that today's Titi is appearance of the Kund, Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. But that is completely wrong. Our Acharya, Srila Srijiva Goswami Prabhupada, he is saying that when Krishna was 11 years of age, he has killed the Rishtasura. On which day? On Chaitra Purnima. Purnima means the full moon of the Chaitra month. It's very clearly explained. On Chaitra month Purnima, Sri Krishna has killed Arishtasura. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, in his commentaries, in a further beautiful way, he is explaining that on that day when Arishtasur was killed, on that day Shyamakund and Radhakund has appeared. So that is the day of their appearance. It's very clearly explained here as well. But some foolish pandits, they don't take it into consideration. There are so many examples of such a persons in Kali Yuga. They are speaking whatever they like. What means foolish pandit? It means that they have learned something by heart, some Vedic knowledge they are repeating by heart, but they speak about it in their own way, and in this way they are bewildering everyone. No one is qualified to speak whatever they want. Shastra is pure proof. It means whatever Shastra scriptures are saying, that is to be followed. It's not like that someone considers themselves a sadhu, but they can speak whatever they like. Shastra scriptures are explaining that when someone takes bath in Radha Kund on this titi, Ahoy Ashtami, that by Lord Krishna's mercy, the desires of that person will be fulfilled. Today's titi, Ahoy Ashtami, is also called Bahula Ashtami. Ahoi Mata is one Devi. There is narration that once husband and wife went to Ahoi Devi and they were praying to her. O Mother, we don't have a child. Please bless us so that we can gain child. Ahoi Mata told them, go and take bath in Radha Kund and you will get a child afterwards. So together, they went to Radha Kund, took a bath, and afterwards they got a child. Up till nowadays, locals, Vrajavasis, what they do, husband and wife are going together, joining hands, holding their palms together, they are together taking dips in Radha Kund. Radha Kund bath is always auspicious, the greatest, greatest blessing. I'm not confronting anyone, but I'm just repeating what our scriptures are saying. Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, who can speak against their conclusions? Hari Bhakti Vilas is saying that if someone has a certain desire and takes bath on that Tithi, means today is Ahoi Ashtami, on that Tithi then takes bath in Radha Kund, all their desires will be fulfilled. If someone is without a child, they will gain a child, etc. All the desires will be fulfilled. But pure devotees, they don't desire anything else except pure bhakti, and they are praying for that. So today is Ahoi Ashtami. Today is Bahula Ashtami, not Appearance Day, means of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So we are hearing about it now. Once, Krishna used to kill so many asuras, demons. Even devatas were afraid seeing all those demons. So on one evening, Arishtasura appeared. It was Sandhya, it was the evening time. When day comes into night. So Krishna was playing with his cowherd boys as they've returned from herding cows. They took bath and they were laughing and playing together. So this demon Arishtasura entered Vraja at that time. He was releasing fearsome sounds. All the birds, cows, calves, they were so afraid and running away. Everyone was taking shelter of Sri Krishna, of Kanai. Hey Kanai, please save us, save us. Protect us, protect us. Please save us, save us. All Vrajavasis were calling.
ষাঁড় মানে অরিষ্ঠাসুর ষাঁড়ের রূপে রয়েছে, বিশাল কায়।
Arishtasur had a huge body. And he was releasing fearsome sounds and as he was very angry. What did he do? He was kicking the ground with his front feet. His horns were so high as if they were touching the clouds. He was so huge. He was such a fearsome demon. With angry eyes, he was looking in four directions, all four directions, thinking, where is that Kanai? I will finish him now. Hearing his fearsome sound, roars, pregnant women would immediately give birth to children. Everyone in Vraja was in fear and everyone was taking shelter of Kanai. And this fearsome demon was releasing the urine and stool. Everyone was afraid and was taking shelter of Shri Krishna. Please save us, save us. Shri Krishna was waiting for Arishtasura as he was playing with his cowherd boys. He was leaning at the shoulder of one of his friends. Seeing him in that way, Arishtasura became even more angry. He was running towards Shri Krishna to push him into his belly. And what did Kanai Shri Krishna do? Shri Krishna has hold with his two arms the horns of the demon, and he has turned him around and threw him high into the skies. In this way, this huge demon was flying as a huge mountain and then fell down. And he became even more angry. And he was breathing strongly, taking breath, releasing breath. And the fight continued further on. And how is their fight been described? As a fight of strong elephants. What does this verse say?
ধারণ করেছেন
So Shri Krishna was turning and throwing Arishtasura in such a way that the Arishtasura was getting more and more tired. Srimad Bhagavatam, he explains that the fight was as if of two huge elephants. Shukadev Muni speaks and he says, O Parikshit, they were throwing each other. The fight was like of the two huge elephants. Finally, Shri Krishna has thrown Arishtasura so high that when he fell on his belly on the ground, his life has ended. So what I am describing now is from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is described in Puranas as well. Who was this Arishtasura? He was of the highest caste of Brahmana, two-born Brahmana. He was a disciple of Brihaspati. But once in front of his guru, he has passed air. And his teacher, Brihaspati, has cursed him. He has become the demon Arishtasura. So when Arishtasur, this demon in a form of a bull, was killed, everyone in Vraja got to know, including Shri Radharani and her sakis. So all the sakis along with Radharani, they have told to Govinda, Shri Krishna, from now on you're not allowed to play with us anymore. Why? So the sakis have answered to Shri Krishna, because you have broken the rules of Sanatan Dharma. The Hindu Sanatan Dharma is not allowing killing of the cows. So you have done a great sin. You have killed the bull. That's the family of the cows. Shri Krishna was laughing. Why I would kill a cow? What are you saying? He was Arishtasura. He was a demon in a form of a bull. I've killed him. But still the sakis were answering, no. Whoever he was, but he had had the form of a bull. So that's the family of cows. Because of that, you're a very sinful person. If we are going to take association of a sinful person, then your sin will touch us. This is all Lord's Leela, pastime. No sin can touch the Lord. Supreme Lord Shri Govinda, he has answered to Sakis and Shri Radharani. He was trying to explain to them in so many ways, but they didn't want to hear. They were saying, "No, no, we don't want to hear your words." Arishtasur was of the family of cows. He was a bull. So he's considered to be a bull, and you have killed him. So we are not going to speak to you ever again. Leave aside to play with you. So Krishna, Sri Govinda, was in danger now. What would he do? If they are not going to play with me, if they are not going to speak to me, then our pastimes will be disturbed. When some woman takes something in her head, when women take something in their head, it's very hard to take it out. So in this way, Sakis were strongly keeping their stand. So finally, Sri Krishna told, he says, "All right, let's say I've killed the bull. So you please tell me now how I can get purified." What is the process of atonement for the sin I have did? And the Sakis answered, "You go and take bath in all tirthas, it means the waters of all holy places. Then you will get purified and then you will be allowed to play with us again." So Sri Krishna Govinda told, "Oh, all right, I will do that right away. I'm going to all the tirthas, holy places, and I'm going to take bath in each of them." But the gopis, they couldn't trust Kanai. All the Sakis were laughing and they told, "No one knows what you would do. You're going to say, 'I'm going to take bath,' but you will just go and take bath in any water and come back and say, 'I took bath in all holy waters.' It's not possible to trust to you. So then the Sakis told to Sri Krishna, "We have seen so many of your pastimes. You were holding Giriraj. You have subdued so many demons. You have so much power, so much strength. So here, where our pastimes are taking place right now, as they were in Radhakund, the Sakis told, you create a lake here, you invite all the holy waters, let them appear in front of us so that we can see them all, and then you take bath in all of them. Then all of your sin will be nullified, will get destroyed." So Sri Krishna agreed. He said, "All right, let it be." So the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, what did he do with the heel of his left foot? He have kicked the ground and he have created the huge space for a lake. The huge hole was there ready for the lake to be established. Sri Govinda was remembering all the holy waters. All the rivers, lakes, oceans appeared in person and gave their personal darshan to the Lord. They've told, offering obeisances and prayers to the Lord. "Our dear Lord, we are here in front of you. How can we serve you? You have called us. Let us know how we can serve you." So Sri Krishna explained, "My Sakis don't trust me that I'm going to go for the darshan for the visit of all the holy places and take bath in all of you there. So I've invited you to be present and appear in a lake which I'm just going to establish so that I can take bath in all of you and once here. So we are going to hear now the names of the holy waters that appeared. It is told that in this Shyamakund, the ocean of salt was present. Further on, the ocean of milk. Amar Dirgika, the further holy water. Shon Nadi, Shon River. Ganga, Yamuna, Sarasvati, Bhadrapurni. The king of all holy places, Pushkar, Godavari as well. Saujanadi, the further river. Prayagraj, Triveni, the place where all the three holy rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, Sarasvati, are joining together. So further and further river, whatever holy river, lake, ocean existed, they have all appeared in front of Sri Krishna and entered his lake, Shyamakund. So all the Sakis and Radharani has seen it, and Sri Krishna told them, "Hey Radhe, hey Sakis, have you seen? All the holy waters are here." So they have answered, "Yes, we have seen them all." And Sri Govinda has immediately took bath in all of them, all of these holy rivers, lakes, oceans, and he has asked them. He has asked, Sri Krishna has asked Sakis, "So am I now purified of my sin?" And the Sakis answered, "Yes, now you are purified." So now Sri Krishna told Sakis and Sri Radharani, "Come and take bath in my lake as well. You will get lots of punya, auspicious results." But Dev answered, no, we are not going to take bath in your lake. If we would take bath in it, your sin would touch us. All your sin will come upon us. Because your sin is now washed and is present in your lake. In actuality, it is not so. But it is a Leela pastime, so the Sakis are saying so. The presence of all the holy places, it is Maha Maha, greatest Tirtha, holy place, and it's offensive to consider so. The place where all the holy rivers were present, but especially that Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has taken bath in all of them. It became Maha Maha Tirtha, the greatest of all holy places. All the Sakis have told to Sri Radharani, "Hey Radhe, as Sri Krishna has created his own lake Kund, it became known as Krishna Kund or Shyama Kund. Up till nowadays, it's famous by that name." So the Sakis have told, "Hey Radhe, you create your own lake that will be known by your name." So Sri Krishna's lake is known as Sri Shyama Kund or as Sri Krishna Kund. Sri Radharani, what did he do? With her own kankan, means that special kind of bracelet, Sri Radharani started digging the ground. All the sakis were helping her. There are endless sakis, millions of them. So they've created a space for a lake. So all the sakis together, they've also created a huge hole, space for a huge lake, but there was no water. Sri Govinda was sitting by with his own sakas, friends, and sakis, they're girls, so it was very hard work that they have done. Seeing their hard work, Govinda was laughing and joking. In a playful mood, he has told, "Work harder, work harder, get even more tired." So now the space for a lake has been created, but there was no water. Govinda told, "Look, it's very late at night. It was Purnima, the night of a full moon. But today is Kartik month. It's Ashtami, it means half moon. It's Ahoy Ashtami. But the description of appearance of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund took place on Purnima, full moon. It's clearly explained." So Sri Krishna told, "It's late at night. Where shall you find water?" "If I do the cut from my lake, the water will come out and come into your lake." But the sakis again answered, "No, no, your water, the water of your lake, is filled with your sin, so we don't want it. Manasi Ganga is close by. We are going to bring water from there." Manasi Ganga is 4 kilometers aside. "Is it possible to bring so much water from there?" "It's never possible." But still the sakis tried. All the sakas, cowherd boys, started joking with the sakis. They were telling them, jokingly, "Quickly, quickly, bring the water so that we can quickly take bath in your lake." So the sakis were going 4 kilometers away and bringing water from there, from Manasi Ganga, to fill Sri Radharani's lake. I have seen the cleaning of the lakes, Radha Kund and Shyama Kund, two times. There, within the Radha Kund, in front of the sitting place of Mother Janava, there is a small, as if small lake within it. It's called Kankan Kund, Kankan Lake. Kankan means those bracelets of Sri Radharani with which she has first digged, where she started digging the space for Radha Kund. Up till nowadays, this Kankan Kund is there. So today's Radha Kund was created by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. How did it happen? There was a very rich person who was worshipping Badri Narayan. He went to Badarika Ashram and he was offering thousands of obeisances to him. Being pleased with this wealthy person, Badri Narayan appeared in front of him, and his devotee has asked, "What I can do? I'm having so much wealth and I'm serving you in different ways. But today, my Lord, please bless me by giving me a specific service. How I can engage my wealth for your pleasure?" And Badri Narayan told him, "There is a great devotee, Raghunath Das Goswami, there in Vraja at Govardhan. Find him and give your donation to him." And this is how it happens that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami received finances to arrange for creating of today's Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. There is also a space within Shyama Kund called Vajranab Kund. Why? Because when Vajranab, the great grandson of Sri Krishna, was a king in Mathura area, together with Parikshit Maharaj, two of them, Vajranab and Parikshit Maharaj, they were establishing for the first time different pastime places of Sri Krishna. So many of these places got hidden with the time. And further on, our Goswamis, they have re-established these pastime places of Sri Krishna again. So this is how Srila Raghunath Das Goswami had re-established today's Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So how narration continues, that Sri Radharani and her sakis, they were going to Manasi Ganga, bringing water, but in one moment, as they were so tired, they have understood it's impossible to fill whole the lake like that. And Sri Krishna has told them, "Look, you have seen all of those lakes, rivers, oceans, all these holy waters appearing. So you have seen that they have all come when I've called them. I could call them again." And as always, when sakis, they can't do something, gain something on their own, they're taking shelter of Sri Krishna finally. So they have told, "All right, you call all these holy waters again." As Sri Krishna was remembering all the holy waters, all the tirthas, all the holy waters have appeared instantly, except for Pushkar Raj. He came with a little delay. Pushkar Raj has come, offered obeisances to the Lord and offering prayers as well. He had told, "Oh my dear Lord, please forgive my offense that I came a little later. As you were remembering me and calling me, at that time I was engaged in a service of my Gurudev. My Gurudev was to take rest, so I was pressing, massaging his lotus feet. And as I've completed the service, then I've come. It happened with a little delay because of that." So Sri Krishna has answered, "There is no offense on your side at all. And service to Sri Guru is service to me." So all the holy waters have appeared and now they've entered the lake of Sri Radharani. All the sakis and Sri Radharani, they were so happy that their lake was filled as well. It was very late at night, and then Sri Radharani and all her sakis, they took bath in Sri Radharani's lake. At that time, Sri Radharani created the Sangam, the meeting place of Sri Radhakund and Shyamakund. Sri Radharani created it on her own. Up till nowadays, we can see that there is place between Radhakund and Shyamakund where the both lakes are joined. The waters of both lakes are joining, and that's the meeting place, Sangam, of Radhakund and Shyamakund. They are great glories of Sri Radhakund and Shyamakund. At the cleaning time, we can see such a miracle happening, amazing thing happening, that place known as Kankankund. Although all the water of Radhakund and Shyamakund is taken out, that the fresh, cool water is still coming from that place of Kankankund, even without waiting for the rainwater or other water to be filled into the lakes. The water at the place of Kankankund is coming naturally. Cool, fresh water is coming from there constantly. So Adi Varaha Purana is describing the appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund. So today's sthiti, Ahoi Ashtami, is not the appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund. It is explained that Radhakund and Shyamakund have appeared during Chaitra Purnima, full moon of Chaitra month. So as it has been mentioned, many were wrongly considering this Ahoi Ashtami to be appearance day of Radhakund and Shyamakund. As we got to know about real appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund, we have explained that, and so many devotees have understood and accepted it, including devotees of ISKCON. GBC members have, during their meetings, also accepted that they would change their calendars into these conclusions of the Shastra, that Radhakund and Shyamakund appearance is on Chaitra month Purnima, full moon. Also earlier, I've learned this wrong conclusion, but when I got to know, I've changed. That's the proper way to do. Vaishnava Dharma is so. When sadhu does, by chance, by some reason, something wrong, but later on, he understands it was a mistake what I did. The sadhu admits that and continues doing the right way. But the cheaters, they don't do so. Although they got to know they did mistake, they don't want to admit it, and they keep doing the wrong way. That's called cheating. So the lakes of Radhakund and Shyamakund, as we have heard their appearance, both of the lakes also became hidden with the time. Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, when he came during Kartik time into Vraja, Mathura area, he came to Arigram, the village known by the name Ari village. Appearing, coming to the Ari village, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has understood. These are Radhakund and Shyamakund.
অল্প জলে কৈল স্নান আরিন গ্রাম
থেকে। সো শ্রী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত explains that from this Ari, Aringram village called by the name Ari, Arin, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared there. He came here to Radhakund and Shyamakund. He has understood this is a place of Radhakund and Shyamakund, and he has taken bath in a little water that he has found there. Later on, after the time of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu's visit, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami re-established today's Radhakund and Shyamakund as we know them. At the time when Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu has visited, there were no lakes seen. There was just a space with a little bit of water. And within that little water, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu has taken bath. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita continues that the beauty, madhuri, transcendental loving sweetness of the lake of Radhakund is not different than the madhurima, transcendental loving sweetness and glory of Sri Radharani herself. Sri Radharani's lake and herself, they are not different. So taking bath in Radhakund, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu was filled with purest love and bliss. He was filled with prema and was remembering Sri Radharani in a bliss. Taking bath in Radhakund, prema, purest love, has appeared in Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. At the banks of Sri Radharani's lake, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu was remembering Sri Radharani in a bliss. Remembering Sri Radharani, Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was dancing in bliss there at the banks of Radhakund. He took some dust, some mud from the banks of Radhakund, from Radhakund itself, and he made tilak. By that time, devotees were making tilak from Gopi Chandan. Gopi Chandan is described in Hari Bhakti Vilas as one of the ways to do tilak. But from now on, and Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has put at the 12 places of his transcendental body this dust, the mud of Radhakund. From that time on, the devotees continue doing the tilak with Radhakund Raj, Radhakund dust or mud. Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu told to his servant, Bharadvaj, O Bharadvaj, take some of this dust, take some of this mud, and I'm going to constantly do tilak with it. It is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Krishna himself is saying, if someone takes bath in Radhakund, I'm going to bless him with the prema, purest love, the same as of Radharani. So this is a very special description of Radhakund and its glory.
Radha Priya Vishnu Dasha Kundam Priyam Tatha.
Lagu Bhagavatamrita, in the Uttarakhanda, it explains. So Lagu Bhagavatamrita is saying that as Srimati Radharani's form is dear to Sri Krishna, her own lake is as dear to him. As much as Srimati Radharani is dear to Sri Krishna, her lake, Sri Radhakund, is as much dear to Sri Krishna as well. So Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was remembering and thinking in that way. This is my Radharani's lake, Sri Radhakund. So why did Sri Krishna appear as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Many say it is because in Kali Yuga he comes to uplift everyone. All right, that's true. As in Bengal it is told that without some benefit no one is doing anything. But what is the inner reason for his appearance? He has desired, Sri Krishna has desired to get to know how Sri Radharani feels when she loves him. She desired to taste his own sweetness. Sri Krishna has said so many times, he says that although I have tested the gopis at so many occasions, again and again, by their endless love, they have confirmed that they have surrendered everything to me. So desiring to taste the glories of purest love of Sri Radharani and the bliss that she experiencing, Sri Krishna in Kali Yuga has appeared in a form of a devotee as Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he was relishing all these feelings of Sri Radharani's purest love and bliss that she experiences Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He appeared in Kali Yuga, and there in Gambira he has tasted, he has relished that all. So the Supreme Lord, with one work, he accomplished many deeds. With one activity, with one appearance, he has accomplished so many causes. So Sri Krishna himself is saying that for those who take bath in Radhakund even once, that he himself will bestow the same love of Srimati Radharani upon them. So when Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu was taking bath in Sri Radhakund, there were Vrajavasis present nearby witnessing, and they have watching in amazement. They were thinking, who is this amazing person with golden effulgence? In bliss, in purest love, Prem, he's taking bath in Radhakund and dancing at the banks of Radhakund in bliss. They were thinking, who is this Mahapurush, this great human being? So the glories of Radhakund are endless. There is no end to description of glories of Radhakund. So today is Ahoy Ashtami, an appearance of Sri Radharani's and Sri Krishna's lakes. The titi on which their lakes Radha-kun and Shyama-kun have appeared is not today's titi. The titi of both lakes' appearance is Chaitra Purnima, the day on which Shri Krishna has killed Arishtasura demon. So today we have heard something about the glories and appearance of Radha-kun. And from tomorrow again, we are going to hear from Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So whatever possible, a little bit, we have heard about the glories and appearance of Shri Radha-kun and Shyama-kun. And here we are putting our katha to rest.
Gaur Sitanath Premanande Hari Hari Bol Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Kundo Ki Jai Sri Shyam Kundo Ki Jai Bahula Ashtami Ki Jai Sri Brihad Bhagavata Mrito Ki Jai Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad Ki Jai Damodar Vrata Ki Jai Sri Vratakari Samasta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Apan Apan Sri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai 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 Sri Radhe Shyam Nitai Gaur Hari Bhakta